So in this situation, what was your approach to post-op systemic therapy, adjuvant therapy?
It's a very difficult decision to decide whether to continue adjuvant treatment for the patient or not, following neoadjuvant treatment resection. I think the treatment decision is based on a lot of different things. A, what was the patient's tolerability to the treatment initially, to the neoadjuvant? How did the patient recuperate following operation? Were there any post-op complications? What is his physical, metabolic, nutritional state like? All these things determine whether we can really be, I don't like to use the word aggressive, but, you know, proactive about giving adjuvant treatment, because it's a really tough disease. Also, the treatment has a lot of side effects and operation's a very big operation. So we just have to see that the patient can really manage. We'd like the patient to get 12 FOLFIRINOX treatments. Say, I wanted to try and give him 4 additional treatments following the operation, because it seemed like it had a really nice response to the treatment. So I discussed with the patient that the neoadjuvant treatment seemed to give him a lot of benefit. And we discussed the fact that, you know, we'd had this shrinkage of the tumor, you know, the tumor shrunk away from the blood vessel as well. There was definitely a really nice response. So it made clinical sense to try and give him more adjuvant treatment. The patient, however, felt really battered from the neoadjuvant treatment and from the operation, and I didn't manage to convince him.
So I know this patient had a great response to treatment, and he's remained disease-free for several years now.